This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on David Dvorak, last name Dworacyk, David first name, date of birth 9/26/55, date of visit 6/26/23. This is a 65-year-old pleasant Polish man who's here for his follow-up on 2-week follow-up on right testicular pain, period. Apparently, patient was seen by Dr. Dave on May 30th for testicular pain and was given prescription for Cipro for 5 days. He did not feel any better, and he returned to the office to see her back again on 6/6. At that time, he increased the Cipro for 2 weeks, 500 milligrams twice a day. Denies any fever. He says the pain is better. He is taking Aleve 2 tablets twice a day, though. Cannot recall any injury. At the last visit, a testicular ultrasound with Doppler was ordered, which he did have last Thursday, period. On he also past medical history, significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, and chronic depression. On exam, patient is 5 feet 10 inches tall, weight is 212 pounds, blood pressure is 116/70, pulse 78 per minute, pulse ox 98%, temperature 97 degrees, BMI 30. Lung, head normocephalic, neck is supple, no lymph nodes, JP not distended, lungs clear to auscultation, no wheezing or ronchi at all, heart S1, S2, regular sinus rhythm. Examination of the external genitalia does reveal there's no mass on the left side. There is no mass on the right, but I do see some engorged veins on the right testicle scrotum. Do not appreciate any skin discoloration to correlate with any contusion. Both testicles are not tender to palpation. There's no groin lymphadenopathy. There's no swelling. The ultrasound report does state that there's a 3 millimeter cyst on the right testicle and a 5 millimeter cyst on the left testicle. Overall, the left testicle is like a 1.1 centimeter larger than the right testicle. There is a small hydrocele on the right side reported. Clinically, that's not palpable or visible. Assessment, testicular pain. Other chronic medical problems include hypertension, type 2 diabetes mellitus, hypercholesterolemia, hyperlipidemia. He has finished the Cipro. I did recommend warm compresses twice a day. And he will continue the Aleve 220 milligrams twice a day after food. He will return to the office in 2 months or soon if he has any problems. He does have a urologist, Dr. Kathy Ravenbosch, who he just saw recently, but before this testicular pain started. I did give him a copy of the ultrasound to take it to Dr. Ravenbosch's office. He will see Dr. Dave in 2 months. He will need a fasting CMP lipid and A1C. His in March, he had a CMP and A1C and a microalbumin. The A1C was 7.2 and the blood sugar was 145. So I did order a CMP lipids and A1C since a lipid was not done in March.